mean, anyone who's been around for any amount of time knows the important work that Habitat for Humanity does, and particularly in our Florence community. Joining me now is Janelle Morgan and Ivy Rash with Habitat. Now, they've got a special build coming up. Let's talk about Women Build. How long is this a concept that's been around for a while, and we're just doing it, or is this something we've done before?
Well, Women Build was started in 1991 by Habitat International, and we didn't actually start taking part here in Florence until 2020, and then we had to take a couple year hiatus. So
we
this year we're back.
So, what goes into let's back up a little bit before we get into the specifics of this build. What goes into, say, the choosing of a location or the opportunity to have a location? Is that sometimes a donation? Is it something that's sought out? Something that's purchased? How does that come
all of the above? Ideally, the land would be donated to us that we could build on. Most often, it is not, and we have to purchase the land. So we are constantly looking at land. I probably look at a piece of property at least once a week, every week, to see if it is a good fit for us. The biggest problem that we have right now is just the cost of land and trying to keep the build affordable for the homeowners.
Now, when I first heard about Women Build, I think Bettina Hannigan was saying something about, she was talking about how she used to be a contractor, and this is something she'd like to really get involved in. Tell me a little bit about the Women Build itself.
The Women Build that we're going to do this
yes.
year? All right. So April 14th and 15th, you could pick either day. We're going to get together and actually work on our current home build that we're working on West Park. So we'll have a group. They'll get together. They'll come out. They'll work on projects on the home. We'll have lunch. We'll finish up with whatever we're working on that day, and then, you know, you're free to go.
I'm surprised I haven't come by for that, because I used to live on West Park. I used to live on that little cul-de-sac there. So you're building in that
mm-hmm.
in that area?
Yeah, we're building right at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Oh, cool, right where the trail comes out?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Now, how was that property appropriated?
That was property that we purchased. The homeowner was very generous, or the landowner was very generous with us on the price to help keep that affordable for us.
Now, How do you solicit women to be a part of this?
Lots of ways. Word of mouth, advertising through social media and our website. And then we also have a committee of women. And so I'm sure each of them is putting it out to their people also. So it'll be in the Chamber Blast, if it hasn't already been. I'm not sure. A variety
Facebook,
of ways.
Social media.
Just about everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of skills are... I imagine every kind of skill is needed, but what kind of skills are there? Is it just mainly, I'm a volunteer, I'm willing to help, I'll carry stuff, I'll hammer stuff,
we'll
saw
take it.
Stuff?
That's the really great thing about Women Build is Women Build, we're not looking for skills. If anyone and everyone is welcome to attend, and that's part of what Women Build is about, is helping women to develop skills. The first time that we did Women Build, there were women who had never used a drill before, and so they were pretty excited to be able to learn how to use a drill. So that's really what Women Build is about, is teaching women and empowering women yes. to learn construction skills.
So here's an interesting question. Do you have other women teach women, or do you have men teach women, or is it both? Or
both.
Yeah?
Both, yes.
So you're looking...
We'll have our construction supervisor there on site. He's also OSHA approved. We follow all the OSHA guidelines.
That's important.
So, and then women who do have the construction skills also are there on hand to help.
I always fun. I'm in the middle of a project at home, too. It's always fun building something. So I imagine... there's a sense of pride maybe that goes along with the people that help out on stuff like this?
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things with Habitat is that Habitat brings together three social classes. We have our donors, we have our volunteers, and we have our homeowners. And so everybody working side by side is pretty exciting.
Now, has a homeowner been chosen for this build already?
Yes.
Okay. So
we select our homeowners prior to breaking ground so that we can work with the homeowners on the floor plan to make the floor plan livable for them. And also they get to choose some of the finishes as far as like the cabinets and the flooring. And some of it comes down to donated materials, so they don't get much of a choice. But they, you know, we try to work with them to make it their home, make it comfortable for them. It's not a custom home by any means, but we do want it to be something that they're going to be comfortable in. This time, for the first time, we selected a senior family, and he is also a disabled veteran. So this is our first veteran build as well.
Will there be some handicap accessible stuff involved in the build as well, or is that not necessary at this point?
Yes. We're starting to look at building to ADA standards. So this is one of the first houses. It won't be ADA compatible, but we're starting to put those features into place so that our future builds will hopefully be ADA. Sometimes they're two stories, and so obviously that is a little bit of a challenge. This one is a single story, two bedroom, one and a half bath home.
So when you said there's some floor plan adjustments that can be made, do you have different floor plans or different house models, or is it one house model that you can just rearrange the rooms interior-wise?
Unfortunately, here in Florence, we pretty much have to have a new house plan for every lot because the lots aren't always the exact same shape and size.
Right. And some setbacks and everything. You
right,
have to have
right. And this one was especially challenging because we have Menzel Creek behind the property. And so for the first time, we were having to deal with those type issues to where we had to be, you know, our setbacks were further than normal. So the house and the lot isn't a square lot. So the house had to sit kind of cattywampus on, or the house had to sit kind of cattywampus on the lot.
So do you have to deal with like Department of Agriculture or Fish and Wildlife or something like that because of the creek back there? Or
We did not, because we were able to meet all the setbacks.
Okay. Well, that's good, so, because that's another
The city has been really great working with us as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's frustrations, but a lot of the rulings come down from the state. But they were very accommodating and helped to explain things to me.
What do you feel the timeline is for the completion? Open-ended?
One of the challenges that we're having is still getting building materials. And so
supply chain issues.
Yeah. And so like with the trusses, we were ready to put up the trusses. We thought we had a date for the trusses, and then the truss company was running behind in getting the trusses. So we had to wait about 3 or 4 weeks to actually get the trusses delivered to us. So, we're hoping to have it done by early summer, but, that's kind of fingers crossed.
Talk a little bit about how the families get financed for something like this.
You know, they'll bring their down payment, and then the
sweat equity. I know that's
yeah. The families have to perform sweat equity on the house, and that is their actual usually down payment per se. We carry our own mortgages. And so we look at income, we look at assets, we look at what is the family's, you know, credit, all the things that you normally look at with a mortgage loan. We're a lot more lenient than what a regular mortgage company would be. They can't have any outstanding judgments against them, things that could come back and cloud the title of the property. But we walk through with them, do they have income? Where is their income coming from? Is it a reliable source of income? Because they do make a monthly mortgage payment on their house. That's one of the biggest misconceptions, is that we give away the home. We do not give away our homes. They do actually carry a mortgage against the property.
Are you just help them get into the home by making it easier and less expensive at the front end?
Well, both, because what we do is the payments are calculated. So right now it's going to cost about $280,000 to build this home. We look at their income and go no more than 30% of their income for the mortgage payment. So we subsidize the difference between what they can actually afford and what they're going to pay for the home.
Now, do you get help from Habitat International or Habitat?
No.
As far as so no. All the financing that you do is in the Florence community.
All fundraising that we do, we have to stay within our service area. So I can't even fundraise from like Lowe's in Eugene because they're outside of my service area. So about 98% of our fundraising, we do get a little bit of funds from International every year, and they do help us with like appliances for the home, cabinets for the home. So we do get some outside financing, but the majority of our financing is funds that are raised right here in our own community between either grants or fundraising.
So there's a lot of work behind the scenes.
There is a lot of work behind the scenes, yes.
I hear grant writing is a bear.
It is, and not one of my best skills.
not one of your favorite things to do, but it's necessary.
It's absolutely necessary. So if there's any grant writers out there, you could give me a call.
Yeah, really. How can the general public help or assist? I mean, obviously, finances would be one of them. Remembering the store?
Yeah.
Is there?
Volunteers. We always need volunteers, and we have lots of different volunteer opportunities. Restore, working in the office. If you just enjoy craft projects, we're doing Crafternoon once a month on the third Wednesday of the month from 3 to 5 o'clock. So if anybody just wants to help with craft projects for Roadie, let's say, we always have a need for finances. And then what else? Support, just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I imagine donating things, you know, for the
donating
store.
Donating to Restore definitely, yeah. You know, helps us cover our overhead.
So other than the project coordinator or the construction coordinator, whatever you want to call it, foreperson, do you have at least one skilled person in each area, like plumbing, electrical, framing, and all that stuff that assists, or just have the one person kind of oversees the OSHA
So for plumbing, electrical, and the roof, we actually hire someone to come in and do those. So we get a certified electrician to come in. We get a certified plumber to come in and do those pieces.
So like framing, sheetrock hanging cabinets, installing.
All of that is overseen by our construction supervisor.
And that can be done by the folks that are volunteering.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. That's cool. How we do all of our work is other than the areas. And if somebody wants to learn, if they want to learn something about plumbing, we can have you come in and volunteer and work with a plumber on the day that they're actually doing the plumbing.
Yeah, I don't mind working on new plumbing construction. I'm not a big fan of repairing old plumbing construction, though. Yeah. All right. Give me the dates and times of this again.
So Women Build will be April 14th and 15th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. You can pick which date works best for you.
Can they do both?
Well,
it depends on how many people you get.
Right. Yeah. We'd like for everybody to have an opportunity to participate. And if people take 2 days, then that really limits our spots available.
And unfortunately, just due to the project, we have to limit in the location. We have to limit the number of people that can be there for the day.
Yeah.
Well, I would have to say that as someone who does a lot of this stuff, if you are a lady out there who even thinks you might be interested in this, it really is a lot of fun. I mean, you think of it as work. But I've never thought of it as work. It's just a lot of fun because you get to look at something, and then one day you're driving by the house and you go, "Hey, you know what? I did the on that."
So
it's a really cool thing.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So that's cool. All right. Well, this is good. And do they need to pre-register?
Yes. You can go to our website. It is florencehabitat.org, and there is a spot where you can sign up.
Okay. Ivy Ranch, Janelle Morgan. Thank you so much. Is there anything we missed?
I don't think so. Thank you, George.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Women Build's coming up in April, so be ready. Go to the website and check it out. Coming up next on the April edition of Our Town, we'll take a look at a suicide prevention conference.